This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Two California counties in one city have done something unprecedented. Last week, San Mateo County, Marin County, and Imperial Beach down in San Diego sued 37 different oil and gas companies for their projected effects and costs of sea level rise along the coast. Recent studies show that chronic flooding could affect the Bay Area as early as 2060, and some Bay Area counties say they are already dealing with the effects. Here to talk with me about this unique lawsuit and our rising seas is KALW's environment reporter, Angela Johnston. Tell us more about these lawsuits, Angela. What do these counties in the city of Imperial Beach want?
So they want oil and gas companies to pay them for present and future damages resulting from sea level rise. And they're suing pretty big companies, Shell, Exxon, Chevron.
They're not pretty big. They're really big.
Yeah, and I guess 34 other companies, too. And the lawsuit states that the defendants, the major fossil fuel companies, that they've known for nearly half a century that their products, the gas, the oil, create greenhouse gases that warm the planet and changes the climate. And climate change creates these big temperature fluctuations, big weather fluctuations, and eventually contributes to sea level rise. And they have a bunch of recent scientific data to back it up, charts and graphs and measurements. And basically, the counties and the city are saying that these oil companies are continuing to sell oil and gas, knowing that they're doing irreversible damage to the environment. And San Mateo, Marin, and Imperial Beach, they'll have to pay for the mess that these big companies have created.
So what are the effects of sea level rise in these places that are suing the companies?
So globally, seas rose more than 5 inches last century. So that's measurable. And then if you want to zoom into the Bay Area, in San Mateo County, there's been cliffside erosion. Remember, 2 years ago, there was this striking drone footage of cliffs crumbling into the sea in Pacifica.
Crumbling right underneath an apartment building.
Right, yeah. And down the peninsula, the San Francisquito Creek that runs between East Palo Alto and Palo Alto, there was a huge flood back in 1998. It was a big El Nino year. And the restoration has been taking place ever since. That's costing them a lot of money. And San Mateo County also says they've had to plan for and provide additional emergency services related to flooding and sandbagging and a bunch of different sea level rise scenarios.
So they've been having to react to these different climate conditions that are causing problems in their area, but what are they saying they have to do for the future?
So according to studies by the Pacific Institute and the Union of Concerned Scientists, potential property damage in San Mateo County is estimated to reach $39 billion. Studies show it would affect 100,000 residents. That's for future sea level rise. And in Marin County, they're expected to see almost $15 billion of damage related to sea level rise in the next 15 years.
That sounds like a lot more in their budget.
Yeah, I think their budget's only, you know, $500 million. And so this is $15 billion in the next 15 years. So that's a lot. The San Francisco airports in San Mateo County, they're worried about that. They're already doing restoration work on the seawall there, worried that that could flood. And it's not just Marin and San Mateo. There's really interesting interactive maps online where you can look and see what different counties are affected. And it's every Bay Area county. There's a new study from the Union of Concerned Scientists that shows that the Bay Area could see chronic flooding by 2060, so not too far away.
So we're talking about lawsuits here, Angela. What's the likelihood these lawsuits will have any chance of making it through the court system?
It's hard to tell. Legal experts expect there to be challenges. For example, companies may point out that they only contributed to a small fraction of climate change and sea level rise. And they could also argue that they didn't directly emit the carbon. They only sold the gasoline that consumers use to power their homes and their cars. And cases similar to the one about the teenagers suing the federal government failed in federal court recently. But similar efforts to go after large industries for alleged damage to the public, like lead paint or tobacco products, they've seen mixed results in the court. And regardless of those outcomes, it really did change public opinion towards lead paint companies, tobacco companies. So climate change and legal experts are saying that with flooding becoming more regular and more extreme weather fluctuations, we're likely to see a lot more of these lawsuits popping up in the near future. And this may just be the beginning of a big trend in climate change litigation.
Angela Johnston, she's KALW's energy and environment reporter. If you have questions along those lines that you'd like to get answered, email her at environment@kalw.org.